Leaders at the annual health summit had a lot to discuss during the 2 days of meetings. Officials say Native Americans face many health disparities, higher rates of diseases like diabetes, cancer, and heart disease, as well as higher rates of risk factors and unintentional injuries. That's why this year they've chosen to focus on improving health right from the very beginning by giving babies a healthier start in life. Dr. David Willis is with the Maternal and Child Health Bureau with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. He says the first few days of a child's life are extremely important.
We're talking about the fundamental foundations of human development and how critically important the first 1,000 days of a baby's young life is to creating the strengths for health, education, child wellness, school readiness, mental health and spiritual well-being. So the first 1,000 days are the period with which those skills are embedded into the very essence of who the person becomes.
Willis says in some ways the first 1,000 days for a child growing up in Indian country are put at a greater risk than those of children in other areas.
Solely because of the challenges of the previous generation of now young parents who've had both the historical trauma or their own challenges of trauma that currently exist for them, or simply the stress of hard living. This is not true of all families, but certainly for a large majority of families that that we know who have health disparities or issues of stress, trauma, substance abuse, and alcoholism issues.
That stress and trauma is known as an adverse childhood experience. Dr. Donald Warren is the director of the Master of Public Health Program at North Dakota State University. He says children who have to deal with these adverse experiences often have poorer health as adults.
In other populations around the country outside of South Dakota where they've done this particular study, they see that the actual number of adverse childhood experiences correlates with things like depression, substance abuse, suicide attempts. But in addition to that, it correlates also with rates of cancer, rates of diabetes, and rates of heart disease. So I think there's an emerging science looking at the importance of the conditions that children grow up in and how that links to health in adulthood.
Speakers at the summit point out that many parents in Indian country are raising children while still trying to heal from their own adverse childhood experiences. Geraldine LeBeau Church is the chief executive officer for the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board. She says it's important to be aware of the historical experiences and the wounds that tribal members carry with them.
There's this cycle of healing that needs to take place. And really, you know, we can look to evidence-based protocols, but we also need to look to our own culture. We need to go back to our own ways of praying and our own traditional values that our ancestors left for us. And that in itself can bring a tremendous amount of healing in our communities.
LeBeau Church says in order to bring healing and help the next generation of babies, states, tribes, and different programs and agencies are going to have to work together. It's a theme that ran throughout the conference. No single agency can solve all of the problems affecting health in Indian country. Leaders say it takes a whole community working together to raise a healthy child. And officials are hopeful. David Willis with the Maternal and Child Health Bureau says every new baby provides an opportunity for change.
So our hope is always that despite challenges of the past, that can be managed effectively and directly, intentionally, to help the next generation of young children be healthy and thrive and develop. And we know that work can happen by intention, by how a community surrounds families and young children, how stories of trauma and challenges are brought into meaningful dialogues and support so that people can begin to find a new way of being present with their new babies and not having the past invade the future.
Willis says babies are resilient and can thrive if they are surrounded by people who are hopeful and committed to help the next generation succeed. Officials with the Tribal Chairman's Health Board hope that leaders who attended the summit are now armed with more information to help create communities full of people determined to give babies the best possible start. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones in Aberdeen.